Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. I am so glad that you decided to come and listen to us today. We're going to take a deep breath. Breathing in all the goodness of God, and we're going to listen to B.B. Winans and It All Comes Down to Love. And then I have a special guest, and we're going to have some good conversation, some music, and It All Comes Down to Love. Let's listen to B.B.
Got a bestseller. Talk show host got a drag queen bank teller. 1-900. Look into the crystal. DNRA says you better buy a pistol. Made a little pill, but it might cause cancer. Just a cheap thrill when looking for the answer. Now tell him the answer. Wall Street, they make another million. Sit her on the back street talking to your children. You cry for help, nobody listens. You lay awake at night wondering what's missing. Who can put an end to all the confusion? Open up your heart to the only solution. Oh.
It all comes down to love, and operating in your authentic voice, which is our topic for tonight, is really about love of yourself and love of others, because, you know, you're speaking your truth and being true to who you are. It is only not only a lesson for yourself or a life to live for yourself, but it also teaches and speaks to others when you operate in your own truth, in your own authentic voice. Well, my guest tonight is Minister Jazz, and she is just a phenomenal woman, if we can say that. Minister Jazz is the human dream catcher, a dynamic energy conductor, an alchemical superhero, spirit sparker, and one hot miracle-making mama. She's the winner of Oxygen Network's record-breaking reality TV series, Hair Battle Spectacular, and hairstylist, and performer on Madonna's award-winning MDNA 2012 World Tour. Minister Jazz has created much magic in her life by living the spiritual principles that she teaches. Her desire is to bring the powerful awareness of these hidden treasures and accompany you on your guest to your on your quest. I'm sorry about that. On your quest to your own personal greatness and success. She does sound phenomenal. This superhero rock star reverend poised for peace, justice, and love for all, designing jazzy adventures that spark the spirit of fun, connecting you to God sagely. She plays to pray. Playing is the best form of prayer, and I hadn't heard of that, but that's awesome. And she believes God hears our play. Awesome. Minister Jazz, welcome.
Thank you so much, Linda. And I'm going to say, first of all, I'm over here just caught up in the spirit a little bit after listening to that song when it says it all comes down to love. That is my message. And, you know, and we can say it in so many different ways. We can scream it from the mountaintops, like he mentioned Martin Luther King has done, and we can do it in the humblest of ways, like Mother Teresa. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to love. And, you know, I'm just excited to be here with you. I love you. I thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show. And I'm ready to share what it is that I feel like was my take on love and authenticity and connection and what I mean by God hears our play. So let's get started today. I'm literally tearing up.
I am with you. I am ready. And today I am learning. And so I'm just like, just taking it all in. So tell me about, because I had never really connected play and prayer. Okay. Tell me about that.
Well, first of all, I'm a metaphysical scientist, and so I do a lot of scientific research on things of the spirit and things that we cannot see. That's what it means, you know, metaphysics means.
Right.
And in my research, I came across some studies, like some Stanford studies, about the dynamic power of play. And how when people play, they are able to release a lot of the judgments and get into a place of make-believe. So if you could imagine, you can time travel, okay, if you could get into it with me, during play, you can imagine if. You can go back in time and recreate. All of these things, you can make magic, things that wouldn't be so, it could be so during play. So in our play, in our make-believe state, in our place where we're using our imagination, our creativity, that is when God is happy, because that is God. That is the place that he created from. In the beginning,
yes,
when God started making the universe, there wasn't nothing, it wasn't no structure or anything. It was just like, boom, what is this? Let me create animal. Let me create human. That is the natural nature of us, to be creators. And we do that naturally in play. So if we can cultivate an attitude of play, cultivate an attitude of fun, creation, make-believe, my sisters and I, we get into our make-believe. I mean, and that is really one of the major reasons why I have the success that I have, is because I've given myself permission to play. And to play with life, and you know, and people think play is like kitty or silly, and it can be those things, but it also can be powerful and magical and manifesting of whatever it is that we desire, you know. And I really believe that God hears and sees our play. Yeah.
Wow, and that's so true, because really, when you think, even when you make positive affirmations about what you see in your future, really, that's a form of you seeing it, using that power, superconscious mind to imagine it, and imagine it's a part of play, And I never connected that to prayer, which is so awesome because it does take a form of imagination to see you where you want to be.
Yes. And so the thing about play, the very, very special thing about play is a step above just affirming, but actually embodying. So if you get into, like, when we used to dress up when we were little kids. I don't know if you did, but I did. And we would put, like, the pillowcases on our head, or we would put our grandma's shoes and beads on and things like that. We were actually embodying what it meant to be glamorous or what it meant to be successful. And so that's what I invite people to do, to step out of just saying, oh, here's a vision board, I see it, but actually creating time where you can embody and get the people in your life to play with you. Let's pretend as if, you know, and take that on and see how different that feels.
Oh, that feels a lot different because that's really living out your words.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, embodying everything. Let's live out that I'm in a mansion. Let's live that out today. That is really embodying it. Talk about putting a voice
to all of that.
It's a whole
different feeling, yes.
Yes.
Say it again.
Yes. Talk about putting a voice to the play, to the prayer, having an authentic voice. Help me connect it all.
So VOICE is an acronym that I created, too. I like acronyms because I like to keep things a little bit simple and break it down. I can be very nerdy. I have a big nerd that lives in my heart. I can be very nerdy.
I love to study.
I know. And growing up, it wasn't cool to be a nerd, you know. And so I learned how to break things down. And also, I was a cheerleader in high school. So, you know, we broke everything down into syllables. And this A stands for, right? So I broke down the word voice. And for me, voice means vulnerability, optimism, integrity, and inspiration. The C stands for courage, compassion, and connection. And then the E stands for endurance. So when you put all of that together, that is what it takes. It's the formula to being able to live your life authentically and out loud and expressive and on purpose and with passion. If you really get into the attitude of those things, and like during my classes and my courses, my workshops, I really dive into really deeply what it means to have a voice and, you know, all of those things together in order to live your life by those principles. So, again, and it all comes down to love. Can I share a story, Linda?
Sure, share.
So maybe about a week ago, okay, I just moved to Atlanta. I was on tour with Madonna for about 9 months last year in 2012, and we finished tour in December, and I moved to Atlanta in January. I've never lived here before. And I had one foot out the door and one foot in because I'm from New York. I've been wanting to get back to the city, but at the same time, I just had a little boy, and I have my son. I have a 15-year-old son. I have a 12-year-old son. So I wanted to have, like, this in my mind, what was like a suburban type of living, too. So in my mind, Atlanta was the place to be, but yet there was another part of me that wanted that pulse of New York City. So I was one foot in, one foot out, and I'm wondering why things aren't just, like, popping like I'm used to things popping. You know, I'm just used to, I'm saying, okay, this is so, and I command it in my make the pen, and the next thing you know, it just happens. And I had to, about a week ago, I had to get into myself, and I was like, it's because I'm toggling between what it is that I want. I haven't settled in my spirit yet. And so I said yes to Atlanta. I said, I am here. This is where I'm going to be. And it helped a lot because my husband said, we're not going anywhere. So I said,
that's
how
you
yes.
Do it, won't it?
I said, yes, this is where I'm going to be. And things just started changing. Now, in that, there was a part of me still, and I want to invite you to understand that there's always going to still be that part of you, because remember, we live in a plane of infinite possibility, and when we latch on to a probability that can happen for ourselves, and we first decide yes to make a decision and a commitment to move forward in a direction, that there's a version of us that still exists in that plane. I'm talking a little bit scientifically, but if you can stay with me, there's a version of us that's existing in that plane of I'm living in New York City. And when I said yes to Atlanta, I had to let her go. And
right.
In the letting of her go, I'm standing and I'm doing my makeup in the mirror, and I'm like, why am I feeling sad? I'm feeling a little bit sad right now, and there was nothing in my life to be sad about, but I had to honor that. A lot of times when we experience emotions and things like that, we try to repress them, we want to push them away, we want to ignore them. But I practice honoring the feelings that are coming up because I know they're signposts. And so in that moment, I said, what's going on here? And I allowed for the energy to come up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Okay. I allowed for the energy to come up, and I turned on my gospel music, and I allowed for the tears to flow. And when it was all over, okay, I don't know what was going on. It was over. Spirit spoke to me and said, you had to grieve for that version of yourself that is not going to manifest in this time. You have to let go so that you can move forward. So many times we don't understand that all of these different, the dreams, the visions, the things that we have for ourselves, they're all still existing. And when we say no, or when we walk and say yes into another direction, we need to let that go all of the way so that we can fully embody and fully move forward in the next direction. So many people, and I don't know who I'm talking to right now that's listening, but I feel inspired to share this story. It's like so many people, they're wondering why it feels like they can't really go full forward into what it is that they imagine for themselves. And I'm telling you that it's time to let go and really allow yourself to grieve and say, you know, and go through that process that will let and release that version of yourself so that you can fully jump into the next. To the direction that you're choosing. Does that make sense to you, Lisa? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it
so
does
many
make
times
sense.
We feel like, we feel like we have to, you know, like repress those feelings and things like that when they're coming out. And I let my ugly girl cry, and it flowed out. It wasn't pretty at all, and I let it out. You know, like it was almost like a funeral. Like I just had to let it go. And ever since then, things have been just like, just flowing.
Well, it sounds like
magically working out. Yes.
Like we have to release the past, you know, and sometimes we do have to grieve and say goodbye to what it is, because sometimes that is what's holding us back. And it sounds like, you know, for you to let the ugly girl cry out and do all of that was really a release. And I think that's a lot of things about being authentic to yourself, is that when things are no longer fitting you, where you are, where you're going to, that you got to release some things and some people sometimes. And you have to grieve that when you let it go.
Release things, people, and also yourself. That's the key. It's a little bit, I really want people to get into that there's versions of ourselves constantly existing in our minds. That's why we feel stressed sometimes, because there's other versions of ourselves that we see living out these fantasies. And if we don't let them go and we don't release them, you know, because it's real to our minds. Just because other people don't see it doesn't mean that it's not real to us. It's real in our mind. So we have to honor those versions of ourselves. Also, yes, the people in our lives that are no longer serving, but I feel like a lot of people are clear about that. You know, we don't want negative energy around us. But what we're forgetting is the ones that we're holding on inside of us.
Wow. And sometimes, you know, even people that are not even in your sphere, they may have passed on. There are times when we have to even let those people go because they were another version of ourselves.
Yes. I mean, the people that we were, Linda, when we just started this call, we're not even those people anymore, because in these minor seconds, we've learned and transformed so much. And that's what's going on every single day, so it's okay, you know, and it's okay to let go of the version of yourself, let go, grow, and keep that process going. Yes.
Awesome.
No, you'll feel
you are
so much
speaking
better.
To me, girl. That is so awesome.
Yes.
I'm a little bit silly, so we're going to play it and do it. It's all good.
Yes.
It really is. And I mean, just really, when I'm thinking about that, the acronym, and I didn't get all of it, but, you know,
okay, we'll
talk a little bit about each word in the acronym a little bit.
No problem. So vulnerability, that big V. Let me ask you, what does vulnerability mean to you?
To me, it is just really like opening myself in front of somebody else, even in opening myself up in front of me. Because sometimes there's some parts of me that I am not always happy with. So it's opening up that part of myself to myself and others.
Yes. Yes. So exactly that. So when we're able to open up ourselves, there's so many treasures, so many good, juicy things that we'll discover about ourselves. But what happens is we say it, but we're not doing it. Why? Because it's scary. It's not easy to just be open because we have experienced a lot of what I like to call the bad touches in our lives growing up, where we exposed ourselves to people, or we felt safe and they didn't keep us safe, or they made fun of us. And these things, they stay in our energy field and they permeate and it keeps, you know, so we keep hearing these voices that they're going to get us if we open up, if we reveal who it is that we are. They won't like me. They won't accept me. All of these things. Now, when we talk about connecting to our authentic voice and being able to be our true selves, I'm going to use BB's words, it all comes down to love. Yes, it does. Because when you can love yourself holistically from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom, from the end to the out to the end, when you can do that for yourself, then you allow and give yourself permission to be open enough to experience love from others. When we're not open, we cannot truly feel the love. We cannot truly experience the abundance that is there because we're closed off. So it is key, and that is why it is the first one, to establish and cultivate and practice, because it's not easy. It is a practice to be vulnerable. And there's so many excuses why not to be, and I understand and I honor each and every one of those excuses why not to be vulnerable. However, if you are wanting to be a change in this world, you have to allow yourself to be open so that we can see you and see your light.
That is the only way. Mhm. I like that. Yes. Well, go on. Right. Teach.
Yeah. So I just be channeling some stuff. Sometimes I have to sit back and be like, "Oh, teacher, teach. Learn from yourself."
Girl,
uh-huh.
I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay. So next.
The audience knows how I am. I am just me. It is. And I'm learning. And, honey, I'm like, teach, don't hesitate. Keep it going.
That was
brilliant. I'm going to give it to you, honey. That was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm glad we got recordings on these calls, y'all. Y'all better check out the recordings because I don't know if you ask me again, I won't be able to tell you because I, you know. So with the O, you have optimism, okay? And this one is my favorite and puts a smile on my face because it's the ability to be able to say, wow, that sucked, but guess what? I can see.
I see
a different possibility.
That is good.
You understand? This is like, I see a different possibility. I see how this can work out in my favor. I see the rainbows being painted in the stormy clouds. That's what optimism is. And when you can develop, and again, all of these things are, it's like going to the gym, okay, or having a voice coach, if you will, and you have to train your voice. You have to, you know, train and work out so that you can develop these things. Because, you know, I'll tell you today, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. But then as soon as some storm comes in your life, you're like, oh, it's hard. You can't see the rainbow. And so it is about painting it one color at a time, okay, really practicing that so that you can understand what it means to alchemize every situation into one that empowers you. Alchemize every situation into one where it's like, yes, God is working things out in my favor, whether I can see it right now or not. So okay. That's what's so
just
amazing.
For everybody, what is
about
alchemized?
Autism, yes.
You know, I'm going to break it down to the lowest common denominator.
It's just my word. Okay, let me see. You heard a little bit about Minister Jazz, okay? And
right.
We'll stop here and go in for a second. I am a very magical being, okay? Like, I love rainbows and unicorns and sparkles and glitter and all of those things. I'm still a vet. Like, Rainbow Bright is one of my favorite cartoon characters, and she would just jump through the sky, and, you know. So I talk a lot in storybook language, if you will, okay? And so alchemize or alchemy is the ability to transform. Back in the day, they would transform like stone or whatever, lead into gold. So it's the ability to turn something into something that's nothing or worth nothing into something that's worth a whole bunch. So when I say you alchemize something, it's when you apply value to it, you appreciate it to the point where now it means something, and the only thing that ever means anything is God ordained this to be for me, to work out for
yes.
me. That is the highest
yes.
value that you can put on anything. God ordained this through destiny to work out for me. Yes, things look like they suck right now, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, because God ain't never tell no lie, that this is working out in my favor. And when you can
it's
hold on to
those
that.
It's things that be not as though they were.
Exactly.
That is alchemy in short.
When you can hold on to that, okay, when you can
yes.
hold on to that, that is when you found the O in your voice.
All
so,
right.
Again, it's a lot of practice. It's a lot of practice. And, you know, and I have bunches and bunches and oodles of techniques that I have used over time that has really allowed for me to get the results that I get in my life again and again and again and again. And I notice that whenever I'm not using my voice, and using the tools that I have left my own self clues for, I go, what? I'm like, life is like, oh gosh, it's dark, and I can't express. So it's really about learning how to keep those things, doing what you need to do in order to practice and keep it as something that you're doing all of the time, not just when you need it. Okay? You don't just pull out your voice when you need it. You gotta use it all of the time. So I'm going to tell you this. Whenever I was breaking down the acronym, there were a couple of things that between the I and the C, it was just too many. So I just put them all in there because I said, this is my thing. I get to do that. So for I, there was no rules. I make the rules. So with I, it's integrity and inspiration. Those are two very, very, very important principles when it comes down to connecting to your authenticity and being able to express yourself. So, one, integrity. This word right here ain't no joke. Because when you can be integritous in your life, when you establish a lifestyle of integrity, not only do the people in your life trust you, but you trust you.
Right.
So, when you say, this is what I'm going to do, every cell in your body aligns and allows for you to do that because we are all, I'm all synchronistic in my body. And so now I believe it. And so when my mouth says something and utters the truth, right, then my body is going to follow. All of the things are going to follow. I'm going to get the will and, I'm going to be able to do that. Because I am a person of integrity. When you lie to others and to yourself constantly and consistently, you will not be able to manifest the darn thing. Because you'll say,
that's true.
I want to make $10,000 or I want to have a new job or whatever it is that you're asking the universe for, and nothing's going to believe you because you're not used to telling the truth. You know, and so it's really about exercising, and I say, again, we change every single moment. So every single moment is a new opportunity to start establishing a lifestyle of integrity, okay? If you know that so many times you say, I'm going to start this diet, and you didn't start it, that was early this morning. Okay, whatever. Here it is. You know, that was June 1st. Here it is.
New
it's going to be June 3rd. Start. You know, it's always another, you always have another opportunity to start, but you want to start and stick to it and establish that integrity in yourself so that you can start, your words start having power, essentially. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. As the church says, amen, amen. It really is, you know, being true to yourself. Sometimes we don't think about speaking truth for yourself, like I'm going to do this. This is a truth for me. I am, you know, cutting the bridges of anything else that is going to keep you held to what you don't want to achieve. So, and just speaking truth and keeping the word to yourself is just so powerful, because that's a place where truth can start for others.
Yes. So, you know, it's really important to establish that, because then when you use your voice, everything in the universe, you know, it believes you. It's like, yes, this girl, this man, this is what we need to do. This is what needs to happen. Things start moving. Things start working out. You're wondering why when I say I declare this and I'm declaring and I'm saying and I'm affirming, because you haven't established a lifestyle of integrity, so nothing's moving because it doesn't believe you. You understand what I'm saying? So
yes.
It's really about doing that. And I mean, and it starts with the simple things. Start picking up the phone when the bill collectors call. You'd be like, you know what? Tell the truth. Look, this is what it is. This is the situation right now. Say it out loud. But once you be able to do that, then you'll start seeing how things work out, so you will be able to pay the bills. But if you avoid it and blah, 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 boom. Other things, if you say that you're going to start on your diet, do it. Do what you need to do. Get some accountability partners. Get some support. Do it. Do what you say that you're going to do, okay, over and over and consistently. If you tell your children, hey, guys, I'm going to take you out for ice cream, take those kids out for ice cream. Just do one at a time, one day at a time. Do what it is that you say that you're going to do.
Okay.
It's also for inspiration, okay? Inspiration means to have the spirit within you and express that. Okay, so you're expressing the spirit that is in you. You are inspired. And that makes the big difference between doing something just because it's nice and doing something because you are about to change the world. People that are inspired, they move with a different movement. They speak with a different sound. They have a different way about them. And other people are inspired by inspired people. It's contagious. So if you can't understand why your business isn't picking up, why, you know, things are stuck in a way, is like, are you questioning yourself? Am I inspired by my work? Am I inspired by my environment? Does my family, like, where am I inspired? Where is the spirit living in me, so that when I tap into that, it will express out of me in such a way that it will inspire others, okay? You want to be a person where people say, wow, just by hearing you, I was inspired. Then you know that you're using your authentic voice, because God is in you and you're speaking from the God within you. So that's how you know, because people will connect to that. We all speak that language. I've been to over 40 countries around the world, and when I speak, whether they know the language or not, but when I speak and I smile and I shine from that God within me and I'm inspired, other people are thus inspired too. So it's not about the words that we use, but the way that we feel and the way that we express that inspiration. Okay, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on about this. I'm serious. Inspiration is very, 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 very important to be able to understand what that feels like. And guys, everything that I'm talking about is associated with feelings. I want us to start practicing getting out of our heads when we think about the spirit, when we think about God, and really embodying what it means to be inspired, embodying what it means to be a person of integrity, really visualizing and then feeling that in every morsel of our being, because that's when the change takes place.
And and the word itself is in spirit. It's inspired with God, which is just really does say to be embodied by him. It's like really allowing him to cover you and then working from that place. So that's good.
All throughout. So here's another one, the C. This one is three. But I can go through them fast. So we have connection, compassion, and courage, okay? So anybody that knows me, I'll tell you straight up and down, I'm addicted to connecting. I think, to me, that is what life is all about, and the evidence is we all still have a belly, we have a belly button. And that means that we were all once just really connected. And I think that in my belief that we all just want to have that same feeling of connection, like how it was in the womb, where we knew that everything was taken care of and we were safe just because we were connected in that way. You know, and just because the umbilical cord was cut, those connections haven't been severed. We come through connection, you know, and so we want to stay connected to other human beings. And that's why things like Facebook and Twitter and all these social networks are doing so well, because they have the appearance of connection, but it's not there yet. It's not there, you know, we're not all the way there, because then we're still hiding a part of ourselves. We hide in the ugly cries, you know, and those
right.
things that really have us. But when you can connect, when you use your vulnerability and you're open, and you can, even though days suck, but you can see the rainbows in the clouds, and you are a person of integrity, and you are inspired, people want to connect with you, and you get to connect with others and connect in a way where you now feel the support of the entire universe. God put us all here together so that we can raise each other up. There is not one of us that needs to be, like Dr. Martin Luther King, he talked about what, it wasn't his quote, I'm quoting him, quote somebody else, about us not being an island unto ourselves.
Right. The multiple
But quotes. Us not being an island unto ourselves. You know what I mean? We ask, for whom the bell tolls for thee. And that means yeah. that when one of us dies, there's all of us. And when one of us lives, when I won on Hair Battle Spectacular, so many people won right along with me because they were connected to my journey. And that's who we want to be for people. We want to be where we latch in and latch on and latch up. And we raise
right.
up and we get pulled up by each other. Okay, so connection is important. There are so many things cannot happen without the links. Okay, all things beautiful have links, so we have to connect. It's so important. Okay, so again, I can go way down the rabbit hole on any of these. And
it is
each
awesome.
One is a clash unto itself, you know?
It is.
And
it is.
So then you have compassion, and wow, and on that I just want to take a deep breath in and release, and just admire, yes,
right.
please, because just admire and appreciate that we all have the ability, we are compassionate beings at our core. And what it means to be compassionate is to have the desire to end the suffering of another and yourself. And so you will realize in my programs and the way that I teach, I'm always, yes, the world faces out, but it also faces right back in. So I'm always, you know, it's like, yes, you want to have compassion for others but and for yourself. You want to love your brothers, your neighbors, but love them better than you love yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's always about
yes.
me. Because, do you understand? Okay. So we need
because
to understand that compassion for ourselves. Oh, it does. Compassion
yeah.
for ourselves as well as for others is so important. Because if we stay in a place where we are suffering, kind of like the story I shared earlier, and we don't understand and we want to push down and we're judging ourselves, we shouldn't be doing this and I shouldn't be doing that and I can't do this and that. Girl, I grew up in a way where all I heard was rules and the way to serve God was X, Y, Z. And this
right.
is the way, this is the only way that you can get to God. And I was like, wow, really? You know, and
I don't know.
With my spirit. Go ahead, talk about it, Linda.
Well, no, just that, you know, I'm living that now. You know, and I've kind of gone through, I was a Muslim, obviously, for a long time, and then I kind of got into metaphysics and kind of grew some more. And, you know, when you come from Orthodox Christianity and you kind of grow some more, then you kind of get that conviction from yourself even. It's like such a spiritual journey that you have to kind of let go some old patterns, some old beliefs. And it goes back to what you're saying. Sometimes you have to grieve and let go of those things.
Yes.
So I just can so relate to
that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And even Jesus, you know, because I take cue from him. I'm like, Jesus was so super dope to me, okay? When I think about Jesus, I'd be like, dude, you were so dope. like, just everything. Everything about Jesus. He had to have compassion for himself. And he asked God, and he was like, in that moment where he was just like, can you take this cup from me? And he said, you know what? All right, let me do what I got to do. I know I got to do what I got to do. And that's what it means. It's like, yes, knowing that, you know what, sometimes we're not always going to be at our 100%, not always, always. But in those moments, having compassion for yourself, knowing, yes, I might be a little bit tired or, like, you know what I mean? Just being able to say, it's okay for me right now. And allowing that to be, just allowing whatever to come up for you as a human being to come up, knowing that it can, you have your optimism, you can alchemize that to a better opportunity, but allowing for you to feel what you feel, being true to you, okay? Because there are so many things and so many bad touches that we've experienced that they're going to show up from time to time, and we need to be compassionate to ourselves and love ourselves so that we can feel like, yes, it's okay that that happened to me, but guess what? I'm going to alchemize the situation. You know, but you want to acknowledge that. You know, you want to acknowledge that. And again, I grew up in a way where it was like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, you can't speak like this, and no one's going to listen to that. And compassion. Because I know that Jesus walked that as well. He had a wonderful message that many, many, many people said. Nobody ain't gonna listen to you talk like that. You're not doing what they said to do in the synagogue. You're not doing what they said to do in the, but he said, guess what? I'm doing what God told me to do. And let that be okay. Let that be okay. All right.
Yeah.
So definitely having compassion for yourself and for others, knowing and meeting people where they are. You know, so many times we want to get angry with other people. You know, I'm like, oh, you didn't do this. And because we attached our appointments to them, we appointed responsibility on other people, and then we wind up disappointed when they don't follow through, when really it wasn't anybody else's responsibility to do, be, or have anything for us. We need to be doing half for ourselves, right? So it's like, okay, you are where you are. I understand that. I'm meeting you where you are. I am not putting any judgment on you. I am not making you out to be somebody that you did not tell me that you was, you know? And I'm letting that go, you know? I'm letting that go.
And that's so important.
I'm allowing
it's
you
so
to
important.
Be you. So
and, you know, I think
that's
really,
that's
it's important for everybody, but women, we really do that. We kind of sometimes put a man or a relationship, we kind of put them where we thought they should be.
In our mind, yes.
Girl, we do that.
And, you know, and it's about when you talk about peace and keeping the peace, when you're able to establish a level of peace of mind, when you take all the appointments away from people. So now you don't have to be disappointed when people don't show up to your expectation of who they should be. Because you know what I mean? And it's like now, oh, yes, there's a level of freedom there. You get to be free from that. So it is so, so important. And then let me go on to the next one, courage. Ha, ha, woo, woo. Yes. I love this one. My mother, she has a parrot. My mother's from Trinidad. And she named her parrot Courage. And I remember when I went to visit her in Trinidad, she said, "Jasmine, you know my parents' name?" And she said, "Courage." And I said, "Why you named this bird Courage, Mommy? Why did you name the bird Courage?" And she said, "I don't know anyone else that has more courage than me." She was giving herself big ups, right? Because my mother is visually handicapped. But she is doing her thing. No matter what happens, because she wasn't born this way. She went blind. And she was well into her 30s. So can you imagine being a sighted, beautiful, spontaneous, funky, you know, just, oh, flashy, stylish, you know, glamorous woman, and then losing your vision and having to depend on others to support you and depend on your children to support you in this way. But my mother, she taught me courage to be able to do things even though you're afraid, even though everything is telling you, I don't want to cry right now. Oh, don't cry, Jazzy. Ooh, even though people are telling you what you can't do and what you shouldn't do, and you feel the fear. You feel the fear within yourself because it's scary because you cannot see. And you do it anyway. And you become victorious in it. So, yes, courage. It's about feeling the fear, doing it anyway, knowing that God has your back, knowing that even though you might not see how it's going to work out, it is already done, and so it is. So it's really about stepping forward, dreaming big, and allowing those dreams to be awake so that you can dream those dreams awake. You're able to live that out loud. Courage is so important. It's all, and it takes courage to be yourself. It takes courage to be a little silly sometimes.
It takes courage to do that.
You know,
girl, you better say that.
It takes courage to be a little silly sometimes. And it's just like, yes, I want to be me. I feel so good being me. God made me. Yes. So let me be me. And it does. It takes a lot of courage because we have so many confines in society that says this is the only way that you'll be accepted, and this is the way that you must do this, and this is, you have to make this cut, this measure by that measure, or it's not going to work. Oh, my gosh. You know, and it's just like, hey, let me try. A lot of us lost our courage when we were little kids because we were told that this is how you're kept safe. You're kept safe by not doing. And so we stopped doing, you know.
And
really it's
our
about.
Our trust are squashed by listening to.
Oh, my goodness.
Or established norms.
Oh, my goodness.
We all have to do it this way. We got to walk this way, talk this way, say this way. And so when you do anything different, so many people try to squash that voice.
Yes, because let me tell you what happens. When you are different, it wakes people up, okay?
Ooh.
If you could imagine everyone being asleep, okay, and you stand up and do something a little bit different, it wakes people up. And when people wake up, they're kind of groggy, and they're like, shh, be quiet. I'm trying to sleep by watching TV. I'm trying to sleep by going to this 9-to-5 every day. I'm trying to sleep by, you know, they don't want to recognize their own greatness because then they'll be called to a different level of responsibility about what it is that they're contributing to the world. So it's easier to make other people stay asleep, go back to sleep, shut up, than it is to allow other people to wake up all around you and say, you know what, maybe I should wake up too. That's what it is about being different.
That is so good. I am so enjoying this, and we have like 11 more minutes, and I'm like, girl, you can just go on and do it. You know you got to come back.
Oh, let me see. Okay, so we'll go to E really quickly. So we could finish up voice at least. Yeah, I tell you, I could talk for forever about this stuff. I'm so passionate and inspired by the vision, the way that it was given to me, and the message, the way that God gave it to me. And it's been an interesting and a scary journey for me because it does not look like, and it did not look like the way that other people spoke. It didn't look like the way other people looked. You know, I had a hard time for a long time, the fact that I look so young. I look very young. Hallelujah. I do. However, a lot of people were like, well, maybe you should talk to teens. And I'm like, but I'm a whole grown person. Why? why should I only talk to teenagers? Because I look young. Or, you know, oh, you have tattoos and piercings. Oh, maybe you should talk to, you know, and it's just like, no, this message is really for a human being. If you're a human being, you can hear my voice, honestly. So, you know, just me being put into a box for so long within myself and feeling like I wasn't good enough to be a messenger and to deliver the word. And guess what? E is for endurance. So I had to establish a level of endurance where no matter what, every time I was knocked down energetically on the outside of me by my shouldn't, couldn't, wouldn't, and on the inside of me by my own insecurities, by my own fears, by my own judgments of myself, and me telling myself that I wasn't good enough to do it, to step out there, to get, you know, to be on the radio or to be on the TV or anything that I was, had to lose a lot of weight one time. I was like, oh my God, I can't do anything until I lose weight. Like all of these different things that came up for me that was, I had to endure those things and establish an attitude of resilience. So that's what it means. E is for endurance. It's able to take things on and allow yourself to become stronger and stronger and stronger. Be resilient. Jump up every time you're pushed down. Every single time. Let that not be one time that you don't get back up. The only time that you don't get back up is if your spirit has passed on to the next plane. But any other time, make sure that you get right back up. And that's what it means to be and have an attitude of endurance and really cultivate resilience within your spirit. So I say I am a very resilient being. Anybody that knows me, I take my cue from Madonna. She is the reinvention queen, and I do the same. I just, if something's not working for me, then I'll just alchemize something a little bit and reinvent myself and come out better, stronger, you know, and that's really what it's about. Just be, have an attitude of endurance. That is so important, because if you can have all of the other things, but if at the end of it you get knocked down and you don't get back up, what's the point?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What's the point? So you have to be resilient. You have to endure, go through the storm, go through the rain, go through the happiness, go through the love. Some people, when you start receiving love, you're like, oh my goodness, I never received anything like this in my life. Oh my God. And you shut down because it doesn't feel right at first because it's so new. So go through that too. Go through the encouragement. Go through the acknowledgement. Go through endure. If you push down, jump back up, even if you push your own self down, because more than likely, you're the one that's pushing yourself down more than anybody else on the outside of you, because everybody else pushing their own self down, so they don't got time to be pushing you down. So make sure that you are talking to yourself, relieving yourself from other things. Some people are like, oh my God, so I look silly talking to myself, but who else is there? If you don't talk and speak over yourself and over your life, who's going to do it for you? Who's going to do it for you? You have to do this for yourself. These are things that you need to do for yourself to be the best version of yourself. So that's your voice right there.
It is, wow, I got so much and so inspired today because it just really spoke to me from a place where I'm at right now, just really kind of moving forward, being authentic to who I am. Even an incident today, which I'm not going to go into, where really it called me into being to say who I am and what I wanted. And I had to, you know, take a question for a minute and take a pause and just kind of like, what is it that I stand for, and really stand there. So I know that other people go through that when it's, you know, to be authentic to who you are, trust who you are, trust who God made you to be. It's so awesome. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing and maybe how people can reach out to you. Yeah, awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm so excited about everything that's coming up. This summer is going to be so amazing. I have so many things that I'm going to be launching and rolling out. So the best thing to do is to connect with me on my website. And log in and make sure that I have your email address so that when everything rolls out, you'll be the first one to know. So www.ministerjazz, and that's M-I-N-I-S-T-A, Minista, because I'm really cool, right? Minista Jazz, MinistaJazz. That's a whole class into itself as to how I got that name and everything like that. But that's MinistaJazz.com. And you can find me on Facebook, too. So if you're not able to get into the website for whatever reason, reach out to me on Facebook, put in Minister Jazz, like my fan page, and on there I'll be doing some really special deals and things coming up for the courses that I have coming up. I have some mastermind groups courses. I'm only going to be accepting 12 people for that one. I do one-on-one coaching. I do like ray of light coaching, which is like really laser coaching, you know, for 1 hour. I also will do a series for you, which I call, you know, Kindle to Spark, so we can get you really sparked. So it's really going diving deep into the areas where you're stopping so that you can just get rid of that and be the spark and be able to express your authentic voice. I'm going to be having some video courses coming out, so stay connected with me. I'm really taking this to a whole nother level right now because I got convicted within myself that I know that by me not using my voice, I'm letting so many people down because it's not about me. You know, it's not about me. God gave me this word, and I, like, need to, like Jonah, you know, I need to just let it out. And so I'm really excited. I have so many things. I just keep getting all these downloads of information and inspiration, and I want to share. I am here to serve. I am here to serve. I am so here to serve. So let me serve you. Let me serve you. Get connected with me. Minister Jazz. You can just Google me, and whatever comes up, click the link and put in your information so that we can stay connected. Feel free to email me, call me if you want me to speak. I'm available to speak at, you know, whatever conference. I do workshops. So, I mean, there's so many things that I do. God has blessed me in so many ways to be able to teach people how to really get in contact with themselves, to play like you wouldn't believe, have fun, and connect to God. So I'm just so excited to work with each and every one of you. I'm like, I see the vision right now, and I'm just excited about it. So, hi, hey. So excited.
Good. I am so excited you're here. And sometimes, just listen, you guys, she's going to do a show where she's going to be the guest host at some point, hopefully in the very near future, so you could hear and connect with her again on the show. I'm excited to listen to those shows and let her do her thing. So hopefully we'll be connecting and getting a date when she just will do the show herself. That ought to be awesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I am so excited that you came with us today. I mean, it was like confirmation what you spoke on today, the acronyms that you gave, the message that you gave today. For me, I got to listen to the show again. I took notes, okay? I have to listen to the show again to get that inspirational word because it was at a place that I needed that for today. And God is so good because he'll fill you when you're getting low. And he just brought you to fill me in and fill me up and fill some other people up.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting him use you like that and come again. You will be me here again.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Linda. I wouldn't have it any other way because if God ain't using me, then who is? Okay?
All right now, girls, you just sometimes I had to almost stuff in the amen, girl. It was about to come out 2 or 3 times during the show. But I'm glad you came and visited, and the connection was great, and we know you'll be back. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. And I just want to leave the audience with one thing, and I want you to say, I have so much love for each and every one of you. God has made me that way, and I'm not afraid to say it anymore, that I do. I genuinely have so much love for you, for people. And so I want you to have love for yourself. Really work on and figure out how you can fill every single crevice of your being with nothing but love. Going back to the beginning, what BB said, that it all comes down to love, and I want you to have love for yourself. It's your girl, Minister Jazz. Please get in contact with me, y'all. I have so much good things that I want to share with you. Yes, it is. It all comes down to love. Yes.
Well, we're going to go out on that. Since she just let it up, it all comes down to love. Hey, this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit, and weren't we inspired today? So we're going to leave out with BB. It all comes down to love. See you later, Minister Jazz. Love you much.
Bye. Bye-bye. Love you,
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Martin Luther.